You're listening to SBS News.
For family-owned Tyrrell Wines, the Chinese market was worth $1 million a year. But with Beijing's huge tariffs, Bruce Tyrrell says the sales just aren't there anymore.
You know, I'm not sure that there's a lot of market for Jacob's Creek at the equivalent of $200 a bottle. So we've just been priced out of the market with the tariffs they've put on. And there's nothing we can do about that.
The company has been making up the loss of the China market from cellar door sales and finding new overseas buyers. But the whole industry is feeling the hit. China made up about 40% of total exports of Australian wine and was worth more than $1 billion a year.
There's no one market that will give us or give Australia what China was. I think we're going to pick up other bits around the world, but there's no one place you can go and replace that market.
But it's a slightly brighter outlook for other industries China has targeted, such as barley, coal, sugar, cotton, and seafood. The Lowy Institute says that if wine is taken out of the calculations, Australian exporters are actually defying the China ban by finding new overseas markets. Exports to China are down by $20 billion, but Australian profits are down by just $1 billion. Sam Roggeveen from the Lowy Institute explains.
In economic terms, for a foreign power that wants to pressure Australia, it is actually very hard to hurt Australia economically.
One of the biggest exporters affected is coal. The Lowy Institute's report shows as exports to China have decreased, exports to other countries such as India increased. Barley farmers have also been finding new markets. Here's barley farmer Brett Hosking.
We've been able to, as an industry, lift our eyes a little bit higher than the Chinese market, and we've been able to seek out some opportunities for new malt barley markets around the globe. We've seen our first ever shipment, first several shipments of Australian malt barley going into the Mexican beer industry, which is really exciting new prospect for Australian growers.
The National Farmers Federation says China will always be an important market, but other countries also want Australian produce. The CEO of the National Farmers Federation is Tony Ma.
We've worked hard to establish, you know, a reputation for producing some of, if not the best, food and fibre that the globe has seen. So we're confident that we can continue to look at other markets, diversify into other markets, but we still do want to retain a strong relationship with China.
The government says it's helping build new markets by negotiating new free trade agreements with the UK and the European Union. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.